Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm John Batchelor, visiting with my colleague Henry Sikorski, the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. The president of the United States has said very clearly that he finds proliferation of nuclear weapons unacceptable, as the quote, "We can't let nuclear weapons proliferate." Henry, you have a recommendation. I believe it's a new acronym. It certainly is to me. The Nonproliferation Enforcement Initiative. To do what? And what does it look like?
It would do two things. It would clarify what red lines we want to enforce, and it would stand up a unit and a strategic command to take on the mission, if necessary, of militarily enforcing those red lines, much as we did in the case of Iraq when we bombed certain facilities, and much as we just did in the case of Iran, bombing certain facilities. Now, my hunch is that standing up that STRATCOM unit that would have command of various planes, missiles, munitions, and the plans and be able to request and analyze intelligence would be to fortify and put a real backbone into the policymaking community in the State Department and Defense to figure out what the red lines ought to be. I think what's happened so many times, in my personal experience as well, is when you know or think you know we're not going to take any harsh action, the policies tend to be case by case, one-offs, where you let people, you wink at them and you let them do certain things that ultimately are not taken seriously by the would-be bomb maker. This would probably change that. And it would probably spill over and have impact on like-minded nations that we're friendly with. And I think that would be useful as well.
In your measure of the IAEA's inadequacy, extant, you mentioned that the IAEA admits that it can't be held responsible for, quote, discovering covert nuclear facilities. Would the NPI be any different?
Well, I think one of the things that the NEI could do in the policy clarification is do an audit of what it is the IAEA needs to be more candid about and better at. I think it needs to be more candid that it can look at certain things like fuel making, enrichment of uranium or chemical separation of plutonium, but it can't get enough warning of a possible military diversion early enough for anybody to stop the diversion from turning into a bomb. And therefore, while it can monitor and look at these things, it can't safeguard against the military diversion with those activities. It needs to admit that and make that distinction. It hasn't yet. And we have been enablers in that regard. I think, you know, we have not insisted on making that distinction. I think we can and we should. When you do that, it's a warning that when countries get into certain activities, they're very close to getting a bomb. Instead of thinking, oh, well, it's safeguarded and that'll never happen, you know, well, it could happen at any time.
You recommend the NEI tapping U.S. Strategic Command set up two branches. The first branch is intelligence gathering, what you just said. The IAEA is not doing well, or if it does well, it mitigates it by saying maybe. The second is enforcement, and here's the heart of it. What does that enforcement branch look like, and what power does it have to cross sovereign boundaries?
Well, first, let me clarify the intelligence function. It would be able to request of the intelligence community that it get information of a specific sort, and it would have this unit at STRATCOM, the ability to analyze it themselves as well. But the big point is to try to generate a demand that would encourage the intelligence community to resource intelligence and from sources other than just the IAEA or the Israelis, which I think we've become in both cases way too dependent on. As far as enforcement, it would have the power of taking orders from the president of the United States, as was the case in the war against Iraq and the war that we had for one evening with Iran. It could well be, however, that the president could choose to deputize this unit to work with international organizations, as we did in the case of Iraq after the war. I mean, there are many possibilities, but it would be at the direction of the commander-in-chief of the United States.
And that is credible, given the UN's falling out of love with the U.S. as a justice
country? Well, UNSCOM would never have occurred without the Iraq War, and that was the most robust UN inspection nuclear agency to ever see the light of day. I think, you know, being glib and firing off raids with bombers would not be very advisable, but knowing that that could happen, and in extreme cases, taking action could fortify international understanding of what's needed rather than cause dissension. It depends on how you do it. And I think in the case of Iraq, we did it right. We destroyed not just physically, but through inspections, that program. And it was quite effective. People are saying that the bombing of Iran was quite effective. Well, it may be if it's followed up with the kind of initiative I'm talking about.
This is good for the people who do not have plutonium processing. However, we're looking at those who have it already. Does this initiative include, for example, Pakistan and India, who recently had an exchange that threatened the nuclear weapons that are in possession?
I think it puts a shadow on them, but I'll be candid. You've got to be realistic. This, unfortunately, will initially, surely, have to grandfather what our allies in Europe and Japan are doing. But it would say stop digging and stop winking and stop enabling. It would say we really shouldn't go any further with helping, let's say, Saudi Arabia enrich, which is something our Secretary of Energy said he would do in April. It would say maybe we don't entertain letting South Korea use our technology to separate plutonium from spent fuel, which is something they just asked for. You stop digging at a minimum. And yeah, it puts in stark relief any nuclear fuel activities that make no economic sense at all. And to a very large extent, they don't.
Henry Sikorsky is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, recommending a Nonproliferation Enforcement Initiative, NEI. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchel.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,